get ready to mark your calendars for the first ever Grid City Music Fest, brought to you by The State Room Presents and Grid City Beer Works, located at the Commonwealth Room on 2100 South next to the Track Central Point Station in South Salt Lake. Grid City Music Fest represents what South Salt Lake's new Creative Industries Zone is all about. There will be live bands, mouth-watering drinks from South Salt Lake's breweries and distilleries, fun games, and awesome vendors to meet. There are 6 nights of the Grid City Music Fest for everyone to enjoy. Saturday, July 16th, which is a free night, Sunday, July 17th, Friday, August 5th, Saturday, August 6th, Saturday, August 20th, and the last day, Sunday, August 21st. Head to GridCityMusicFest.com for your tickets. Come say hi and hang out with all of us. This is an event you do not want to miss out on. Until the next Music Fest, my friends. You're listening to The Tastemasters, where we sit down and learn from artists within the world of craft beer, liquor, and various fermentation techniques. All right, friends, we are in the heart of Salt Flats Brewery, an industrial circle, right? Is that where it is?
Yeah, we're in the one room.
I feel like you guys had no rooms, and then we found the secret room behind, like...
Behind the cooler.
Behind the cooler. Yeah. Harry Potter shit.
This is where we smoke cigarettes on lunch
apparently,
break.
Cigars, yeah.
It's our smoking room.
So I'm here joined with head brewer Brennan and assistant brewer.
Soon to not be.
Harry P. Welcome back, dude.
What's up, Dave?
Brennan, how you doing, man?
Great.
I've been trying for how long to get you on this goddamn podcast?
Long time.
Yeah.
I'm hard to get.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Right? Jess? We have an audience today, so it's okay. But Brennan, thanks for taking time out of your day to come and sit down and chit-chat. And thanks for your friendship, dude. I've loved you since day one, when you had long hair when I first met you.
I think I had short hair when you came in.
Dude, it's been a minute, huh?
When you interviewed Scott, like...
Three years ago?
I was the assistant then, so I was like...
You probably had half of Harry's hair then.
No, I had short hair.
No, like that length when...
Were you here when...
Yeah, I was here for like a month when you interviewed Scott.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it might have been. It was growing at that point.
Gotcha.
It was in the process.
How long did it get?
I don't know, like middle of my back. Jess cuts my hair, or nice. Used to cut my hair, and it was wet, and she like combed it, and it looked really fucking gross. It was like way too long, but it's short now, so it's way better.
And then you like it short right now?
Yeah, I don't miss the long hair at
See,
all.
See, I feel like once I do that, I'm not going to miss the short hair, or miss the long hair.
Yeah, there's nothing like...
I don't know, man.
I'm in
a gross, messy man bun right now.
Just like all the tangles
look
and like...
flyaways. I love it.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Hot in both ways.
I felt like I used to look like Hermione Granger, like every time I wasn't wearing a hat.
I think she's hot.
Yeah, that's
about?
Fine. It's like the first two movies, not like the last one.
Oh, yeah, hey, ooh, we got to change subject on that one. Wow, hey. So, Brandon, for real, though, I want to know who are you from, where you come from? Tell me where, like, let's get the background story. Before you got to Salt Flats, where are you from, dude?
Like, where was I born?
Yeah.
All right. I was born in Marinette, Wisconsin, but... I lived in Menominee, Michigan, and I was born in Marinette because my town didn't have a hospital, so my parents had to drive.
Nice. So do you claim you're from Michigan or from Wisconsin?
It's on the border, but I claim
from... What's the birth certificate say?
Wisconsin. Nice.
But you say?
Michigan.
Damn, that's weird.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I moved, I went away for college when I was 18 to Colorado. I went to, basically, my parents were sort of from Colorado. They both... lived out there and encouraged me to go come out west, so I did. And then after college, I came out here to Utah.
So what did you go to college for?
Fucking econ.
Yeah. In Denver.
Yeah.
Not Denver, Colorado. What part of Colorado?
Boulder.
Boulder.
Yeah.
That's still a good craft beer scene, though.
Yeah, that's kind of how this all got started.
Slippery slope.
Yeah.
So what was the age that you had your first craft beer? Was it in
21.
Colorado or in...
No, I was... No, I was 18, probably. 18? No way, because I was drinking Key Light for like 4 years before. but then we stopped drinking that. There was a bar like right down the street from where we were living, and they do like every night there'd be a different beer that was on special for like $2, and it was a craft beer from around Boulder. So kind of like what sparked it.
So what's one beer back in collegiate days that really reminisces with
you? The Alaskan Amber, and then Ellie's Brown.
Ellie's Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that one's right in Boulder.
Nice. What's one that you hated? You're like, I don't like this style.
Oh, my God. The apricot wheat, I think, from, I don't want to say, I mean, it's from Left Hand Brewery, but yeah, I don't like apricot that much.
Gotcha. Have you gone back for Wisconsin and or Michigan beers, craft beers?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going next month, but.
You've brought back some good stuff.
Yeah, every time we go back, I try to get some New Glarus because you can only get it in Wisconsin. So last time we were there, we drove across the border. We, meaning my wife, who's watching me right now. But we
shout out Jessica. Jessica, we love you. You're gorgeous.
We drove across the bridge, loaded up on all the New Glarus, and brought it back into Michigan.
It sounded like a kind of like an espionage pirate kind of thing where you're like,
well, it's illegal to like have it outside of Wisconsin.
Do you guys drive a Prius? Alcohol. I feel like if you drove a Prius, it'd be the best kind of like, fuck you.
No.
A Volkswagen?
No. Like keep guessing,
those,
though.
One of those you'll hippie vans?
Eventually. No. Okay,
all right. Then you brought all the beer back. What's some of your favorites from back in that northwest, northeast, central states?
I really like Bell's Two Hearted. That's a classic.
Everyone likes Bell's. I mean, I do too. I had my first Bell's last year. Ever for my birthday.
Yeah.
Chad Hopkins, we were full in the river. He's like, nice. Oh, here's this Two Hearted. I'm like, there's a fish on it. What's this? What do you mean, what's this?
Yeah.
And I got the whole lecture and spiel, and I had it, and I've never looked back.
Yeah, it's great. They have like a whole series now. So they have Dark Hearted, which is a Cascadian or Black IPA, and then a Lighthearted, like 5% IPA. So
nice. Oh, that's Trent. He's coming in. Trent here.
My first time at GABF, I went up to the Bell's tent because they have a brewery in Escanaba, Michigan, which is like an hour north of where I'm from.
Word.
Well, it's like my town's 8,000 people and Escanaba's like 10 to 15. So it's like tiny town. So I just went up to see if anybody's from there. And I just started talking to this dude and for like 10 minutes. He's like, oh yeah, we sail around the Great Lakes all the time. It was fucking Larry Bell, the founder. I had no idea. Oh. I was just talking to this dude. And then Scott came over. He was like, do you know who you were talking to? I was like, no.
If you can go back to that moment now, being the experience you've had as a head brewer.
I'm glad I didn't know who it was.
Why?
Well, because he probably has, like, everyone wants to talk to him. He's a cool dude.
It was nice to feel under the spotlight, under the spotlight.
We were just talking to each other as like
humans.
Equals. Yeah, and not like everyone
teach
else.
Me everything.
Everyone else worships him. So
yeah, you're right. Good. Brandon, you're a humble man, dude. I fucking love you. With or without long hair. So Harry,
yes, sir.
Today's your last big firkin' day here at Salt Flats.
Mm-hmm.
Your last day is tomorrow, July 1st. This day has been coming. We've known about it. We talked about it on the podcast, on the Harry P podcast.
Yes, sir.
Family, mom, pa met.
Yep, they were here.
Taylor met.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they're great.
What's it like that tomorrow's your first or last day?
It's kind of like a full circle moment. Like, I mean, Brendan, Trent, they were here my first day talking through me, like teaching me all the stuff. And now I get to say goodbye to everybody. It's kind of sad, kind of happy, a little bittersweet. But
what's one of your favorite parts about working at Salt Flats?
We're goofing off all day. Like, we just have lots of fun here.
Don't cry. Don't cry.
I know. I'm crying now.
It's fine. Go for it. Man. Feel the feels, man. Feel the feels.
It's emotional, but.
Yeah.
As it should be, because it was real to you.
And yeah, this is where I started learning everything.
Like, 2 days past 21 when he walked in here, so.
Yeah.
I think he applied after before he was 21.
After the kombucha, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah.
What's something that you've learned from Brennan as a brewer that you'll never forget?
Oh, it's a tough one.
You're not on the clock, so you're not being paid right now. Not being judged. You won't be fired. Ooh. Can't be fired. I mean, I guess you could be fired.
You should have given him time so he could have made something, up.
Should I make a list? Oh, man. I don't know.
Think about it, because I have a question that's
I'll be thinking about it.
Basically a parallel question for Brennan.
Yo,
Brennan, you used to work under Scott Parker. Scott is one of my favorite people and brewers of all time.
Yeah.
I love that man. What's something that you learned from Scott as a brewer that you've never forgotten and you always you think about? You go back, oh, yeah, that's something that Scott kind of cemented into my psyche.
Honestly, it's like everything I do every day is something he taught me. So it's not like I did some like reading and learning and all that stuff. But like on the job experiences, like when I started, I knew nothing. Kind of like Harry.
Yeah.
Just like Scott was there watching me like twist tri clamps and like.
Oh, God. I remember the first time.
Trying to one hand.
Like, it's like so nerve wracking because you're just sitting there.
Yeah. You did the same thing to me.
Yeah.
Like my first day, it took me 10 minutes to put a tri clamp on. You're just standing there watching me.
You got to fail though, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. You probably want something specific, but I don't really have that. It's just like
that's
he.
A good answer.
Maybe like he keeps his cool. He's always light and funny. And I try to do that. The can line won't let me always do that, but he doesn't take it too seriously. He's just very well organized and on top of things. So yeah. He can like, you can be relaxed because you know everything's going to turn out.
It's not like a high stress job here because
Scott's not a high stress guy.
Yeah.
He's very laid back.
Yeah.
He's just a big heart.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah.
Nice. I mean, everybody messes up. We all screw up something, but
yeah.
Yeah,
it's
that was the thing, is
it,
don't get mad when someone screws up. That's a good Scott, because Scott watched us all screw up so many times
and
never
got
mad.
Wow, never got mad. Yeah. I can see that.
I don't think I ever saw him mad.
I saw it once, and it wasn't because anyone screwed up.
Really?
Yeah, he was the one that screwed up, and it was...
Oh, I get it. We all have
He got sidetracked and forgot something, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
But, what was it like to take over for Scott when he left?
That was scary. Shit.
Were you ready to be a head brewer? Was this your first brewing job?
Yeah, I had worked up at High West before this and like never really like got that much hands-on experience. I was just managing their packaging line, bottling line, so I was just in charge of the people there. So like tri clamps and pumps and pressure, and I was kind of familiar with that, but I wasn't really familiar with the whole process. At like a commercial scale, I'd homebrewed a few times too, and it was just like I saw like an assistant brewer position open for a brewery I'd never heard of, and just showed up into this warehouse. And at the time, there was nothing here in terms of equipment or like tap room or distillery. It was just like
You were the first employee, right?
After Scott.
Yeah.
It was just the brew house and the 6 10 barrel fermenters, and that was it.
And that was in 2018?
17?
It was right before. I think I came in like January 2018, yeah.
Nice. And you've been here ever since?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And look at the place now. So are you pretty proud of what has happened?
Yeah.
You like how you've made a little footprint here at Salt Flats?
Yeah, it feels like my baby because I've been there from when we were brewing on the Sabco making like a keg at a time to now like I think we're I don't
way
know.
Too much.
Yeah.
Way too, I'll tell you. Way too much.
Yeah. Making a lot.
Yeah,
so,
you guys are kicking ass right now. And then Salt Flats or the Garage Grill to open another location. Is that true?
Yep, in Harriman.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Harry went for the first time today. And his last day is tomorrow. So.
Good for you, Harry.
Yeah.
I got to see it once.
Yeah, hell yeah. Brennan, still on you, man.
Yeah.
Not done, dude. Not done.
It's all about me.
In Colorado days, you came to Utah.
Yeah.
But what brought you to Utah after those college days?
Pretty much, I lived up in Park City, and my sister had worked up at a hotel there. She's like, if you work at this hotel and work this job, you'll make a ton of tips. I was working at the Montage up in Park City.
No big deal.
I was just a valet and bellman, so I was just trying to make tips.
And we... Ski bum?
So yeah. That was the main thing. You got to pass. We worked from like 3 in the afternoon to like 11 at night, so you had all morning to ski.
That's a cush.
And we lived
love
that. Swanky job.
I lived in me and another guy lived in a one-bedroom apartment, like walking distance from the lift, so.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
How long did that go for? When did you come to Utah? What year?
Shit. 2000, rape was like fall of 2013.
Damn, so you've been here for a minute.
Yeah.
How you been here since? In Utah?
Yeah.
Where'd you meet the love of your life? In Utah?
In Utah.
Shut the hell up. When'd you meet her?
17? Yeah. 5 years ago.
5 years ago. Yeah. Good answer. I like that.
Yeah.
Can I ask how you guys met?
Bumble.
Ooh. Hey! Yeah.
There's like people throw stigmas on it, but we embrace it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And love at first sight?
Second, maybe.
Second sight?
For her.
I like this.
No, we made out in the parking lot after golfing and sushi.
Oh, my. Ooh. That's a good date. Yeah, it's hot. Yes. Wow. Look at her getting flushed over here.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's then touching you guys, neck. She's all red.
Oh, yeah. So you guys got married not too long ago. So yeah. Congrats, by the way.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So you guys got married in Florida, correct?
Yeah, we just did like a destination thing.
Did you kind of like just get out of here?
Nobody was invited to.
Yeah.
Shut the hell up, Harry.
My parents spend the winter down there. My grandma lives down there. And we were like pricing out stuff here, and it was too expensive.
In Utah, right? Sure.
Yeah. Why don't we get a vacation? Everyone else gets to come take a vacation here. So we just went down to Florida. We rented a boat, got married on the boat. My cousin married us. And then like after, my dad and brother threw a barbecue or like barbecued some meat. And yeah, it was like it was 30 people, all family.
I love that.
Yeah, it was great.
Private.
Yeah.
The way you guys wanted it. Oh, yeah. Good for you, man. Congrats again. I can't say that enough.
Yeah.
So you're leaving here soon at Salt Flats. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, so you took the head brewing position.
Mm-hmm.
And now within the next month, this episode will probably come out towards...
As I'm leaving.
As you're leaving, yeah.
Sure.
So what do you want to be known for from your time at Salt Flats?
Not destroying nothing. The place?
Yeah, not... I don't know. Nothing.
Nothing at all?
No.
Bullshit. You just said you saw it when it was a young pup, and then now
yeah,
it's...
Yeah, but that's just like me being like...
You can be proud of it without...
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt when you asked me the same question. I was like, I don't really want to be known for anything.
Yeah.
But yeah. I feel like you did impact this place somehow.
Maybe, but like, it's not... I don't want people to walk in here and be like, oh,
Brandon used to
work
here.
He did that. That's bullshit.
But you're going to... Think you're going to come back?
To...
Just visit at least?
Maybe. We're planning on... We rented out our place for the year, and we're getting out of here for a while.
Yeah, you guys are going on like a, what, 5-year vacation? Is that what I heard?
Yeah,
permanent. Something like that? Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucky. I don't know. We felt like, especially the last few years, I haven't taken much time off with the new job and just working a lot. So we want to have kids soon. It's just like we want to, like it's now or never type of thing.
Good.
You know?
I like that. That makes me really happy. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for you, Brendan.
Thank you.
Get the hell out of here. Go have fun.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Harry.
Yes, sir.
So, since your day one, watching mm-hmm. Brendan do all this,
yeah.
What's that like, man? What's that?
It's been cool just to watch, because where I am now is where he was when I started. So, I got to kind of learn from him.
You on an e-cart right now, wheeling around the brewery?
No, not quite.
Sorry, I tore my Achilles. Was that right after you started?
Right yeah, I never saw this.
Oh shit! It was right before. Okay,
yeah,
never mind.
In the brew house?
No, I was playing basketball. I tore my Achilles, but I was like scooting around here in the brewery on a wheelie sea scooter for a while.
I think I remember that. Yeah. I do think I remember that.
I thought that was I guess that was right.
I
was
I never got to see
boot.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah.
Never mind.
I mean, where I am now is where he was when I started, and get to see him grow, and then I grew into where he is, and it's just been. Been great to watch again both of us grow actually. But
it's cool, man.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah,
so let's break this open while you guys
yes.
Yeah.
This is I'm here.
Cascadian Dark Ale, boys. Jess, we want to try some? For sure. Absolutely.
I just remembered another beer. You asked beers I like from the Midwest.
Yeah.
There's Keweenaw Brewing, which is like way up.
Shit, that one is really good.
Hangs out. Yeah, it's way up in Lake Superior. And a peninsula up there. And they make a great Cascadian or Black IPA. How did you decide to go with Cascadian and not Black IPA?
That's Julia.
Yeah.
So Julia, this is her baby. I just helped her make it.
Nice.
Because
I feel like people are always like, it's definitely not an IPA if it's black, you know?
We thought Cascadian sounded sexier.
Yeah.
So okay. It is a cool name.
Cascadian Dark Ale. Ooh.
Yeah, it's mysterious.
And then I go, Black IPA. Boring. Right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if I say White IPA, or if I say, oh, Tropical Sunset IPA, like, I will take that.
Yeah.
Right? It's sexier, I think.
No one wants a brown IPA.
No. Ooh. But Gently Kissed by the Sun IPA, yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried that. We made this in I want to say November.
What's it been doing?
December, sitting in bottles.
Wow.
Aging, being sexy.
How much of it did y'all make?
10 barrels.
Has it changed since you put it into barrels? Bottled it, sorry.
The hops have dwindled a little bit.
Subsided a little bit,
That nose, you still get a little spruce. Like, just barely a little kiss of spruce.
Yeah.
A little chocolatey, not super roasted. I thought it'd be more astringent. Like,
no, it's
really astringent.
Did you use, like, Carafa? Yeah.
A little touch of it.
Yeah.
But I liked it. And I don't, she never named it. It's just the Cascadian Dark Ale. Forged Ale is what we call it at Shop Tank.
It's great.
I've always wanted to name it something, like give it a nice, sexy nickname. Because you guys have, here's, when I ask
Let's get into, let's get into names. Yeah.
So Salt Flats has to name all your beers after.
We don't have to.
That was a choice they made before we got here.
That's how it started. The owner, where the brewery is, used to be the race shop for the his racing team. So as we've grown, we've pushed all the cars out. They're all gone in the restaurants now. But yeah, when we started, definitely all the names were car related. They still kind
of
are.
Most of them are.
Yeah.
Do you try to stay in that same theme, that realm of?
Yeah, it's just like toned down from where it used to be.
Yeah.
So
not as in your face.
Yeah.
So we, and I don't know who's told us this rule, but we have to name all our beers after motorcycle terms or names or whatnot.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But anything that comes off the brewer's batches, a little test batches, or one barrel pilot system, it's go for it. But we did Pride beers just barely. We came up with the Gay Ride and the Bicycle. So it was like two birds, one stone.
Yeah,
and I loved it.
Yeah.
Nice. Loved it.
That's fun.
That was so Julie and I did the Gay Ride, and then Carter and Derek did the Bicycle. It was really cool.
Fun.
So like on our brew sheets, like front side is the like the firm log, and the backside is the recipe. The backside has like the real name of the beer we're making, and then the firm side,
whatever shit we come up with.
Yeah, that day. So
speaking of which, and this can be taken out, but I want to know, you guys, and you won a medal, Brandon, not too long ago. You were in Idaho. I watched this. I watched this on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. You texted me like as I was walking away with the medal. Quick.
You're welcome. Sorry. Yeah. A little creepy, but I got you. Because I was sitting there like missing out on this award ceremony. And I was like,
where are you? I was looking around for you.
Yeah, I know. You're like, are you here? I'm like, nah.
Watching
anyway.
From the bushes.
Right. You won for Milk Stout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lowrider.
And it's called Lowrider here at Salt Flats. What do you guys really call it?
Ooh.
Can we say that?
Papa's Milk?
Yeah. So, like, originally we wanted to, like, we had, there's Vernal Brewing, Mama's Milk. So we just kind of played on that because it's a milk stout. And so we were, like, on our firm log, I think it was, like, Daddy's Milk or Father's Cream or,
Right.
There's been a lot of different
because I've called it that ever since. Yeah. And I think
I forget it's called
times.
Lowrider sometimes.
Yeah.
we refer to it as Papa's.
Yeah, we've shortened it to Papa's.
I gave my buddy one because it's my favorite milk stout. Not because you guys are right here. Like, it's just that sweet, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, I mean, it's award winning. No big deal. You guys win every time.
No big deal.
It's got cred.
And
two awards.
Someone goes, hey, what was that chocolate milk stout? And I said, Papa's Milk. And they're like, I can't find that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, it's called, what's it called? Yeah, so the other day I just like,
And we did a coconut version of it last year, and we called it Mama's Mounds.
Mama's Mounds.
Yeah, well, we called it that.
Daddy's Nuts. Yeah.
Because it was a Luau Rider. Yeah. That was a good one, too. You barrel aged that one?
No, nope, we didn't. We just did some
I tell you a quick story?
Coconut.
Here's a quick story. So last year when I went to Idaho, Harry, I may have told you this one, but I got there like right as the awards ceremony was like happening. Probably, you probably went 15 minutes already going, right? So then I entered. And they have like these troughs of beer on the side.
Yeah.
Right. So I beelined it to these beers.
Is that your first time?
Yeah. First time ever in Idaho. Yeah. And saw these troughs of beer. I recognized Lowrider. Mm. And I'm like, that's what I want right now. It's going to quench my driving for 10 hours. So I grabbed it, threw it back. And I'm like, huh. That
milk
one's,
was a bad choice.
That one's very, no. It was very like vanilla-y.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, what the shit? Oh, it's the barrel aged one. And I just chugged
it. Yeah.
Like, crushed it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That was like the 13% low.
Yeah, and so I just held the can and walked back to my table.
Dude, so we were, when we were filling those barrels, The barrels came just from Trentside, the distillery. I don't know, like, the way they were racked, the barrels were up super high, and he was just siphoning off all the whiskey, and he thought he had gotten it all, but, like, the hose must have not been at the bottom of the barrel. So we were filling these whiskey barrels with the beer, and all of a sudden, like,
just pure
once they're full, like, whiskey coming out the top. So there's a few strong ones in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wish I had that batch.
That's the one you did have.
Yeah, yeah. It all got mixed. It all got blended
good
together.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun day.
Yeah, it was, like, free.
We just got to take home a bottle of whiskey.
So, Brendan, question for you.
Yeah.
When it comes to the crew that you brew with here at Salt Flats, what's something you're going to miss about this crew? Because I feel like when one of you boys, Harry, are going to leave, the rest you're going to leave. I mean, you have this great camaraderie here at Salt Flats, all of you.
I feel like, I don't know, I haven't worked at other breweries, but I feel like that's pretty common. Like, you spend all day working together. Brewing is like a team effort. So you get used to working with people.
You going to stay in touch with these boys and all the ladies here when you leave?
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
I mean, our loose plan right now is to hang out in the Midwest for a little bit. Back in Michigan,
and we'll
Harry's going to Ohio. Harry's going to Ohio, so we'll probably pop over and see him.
Sleepover.
Yes, yeah. I like that. What's the limitations here at Salt Flats that you have as a brewer?
The limitations?
Yeah.
just my lack of knowledge, or just like that's pretty much it. Like
I feel like it's really hard to do stuff like that we want to do too, because we're so busy just making our beers.
Especially this last year, Steve, the owner, opened another restaurant, and like beer just like took off. I thought it was gonna like most restaurants when they open are kind of slow, you know, like. Mm-hmm. So they have the garage down in Draper, which I knew what they were taking every week because it was consistent.
A couple barrels a week.
Yeah, and I was like, I figured this one would be like a little less because it was new. And then it like came on, and it was like instantly like twice as much. So like today. We
took 19 half barrels down there.
Yeah, like between the two restaurants. Yeah,
so most of them for
that's
the
every week. So
every week
I was like all of a sudden playing catch up, and at the same time we were brewing for this beer club in Illinois.
Oh, God.
We sent them like 2,000 cases, which is a lot for us. Like,
oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus you got to do all the rest of the stuff you're doing.
Yeah, so we were doing like double days.
We brewed like 3 months worth of beer in 1 month. Yeah. Basically.
Yeah, it was that was hectic.
Stressful time.
So, yeah. When all that happens, we don't get to do like a lot of fun experimentation.
You kind of tapped out of brewing at that point. You're like, "You know what? I just want to go home and just not think about beer."
Yeah.
Clock out and then we're done.
The Firkin thing though, Harry. I mean, you're still killing it with the Firkin thing.
We're trying.
So, is Amanda just going to do Amanda soloing it after you leave?
Amanda and Elizabeth, they're taking over.
Cool.
So, Elizabeth's taking over for me brewing side.
Oh, sweet.
So, she'll be female brewer in Utah, which is exciting for her.
Yes, let's go.
And then, she and Amanda are taking over the Firkin program. They actually did their first one together today without me, a Tom Kaw sour.
You'll get it next week.
Yeah.
You'll have to come back.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, that sounds really good, actually. Mm. Mm-hmm. Is that like a Shades shout out right there?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we're stealing from them.
Brendan, what's some of the favorite things, favorite memories you have here at
Ooh,
the old Salt Flats with this crew?
This crew here? I have one from pre-Harry when it was just Scott and I. So, like, we were testing the Autobahn, the raspberry.
I've heard this story several times.
Yeah. It's just a fun one. So I was, like, new to this, and, like, when people hear you work at a brewery, they're like, oh, my God, I bet you get to drink beer all day, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was like, you get to try it. You know, you sample it every day, see how it's fermenting. You have to test it before you can it. Yeah, yada, yada. But this day we were, like, trying to figure out the ratio of raspberry we were going to put in. So, like, we grabbed a pitcher and, like, we started off scientific about it, and then it just got sloppy. But I got really drunk at work at, like, 10 in the morning. Just, like, Scott and I were like, well, like, how much raspberry? And then it wasn't just the raspberry. We were trying, like, 5 different fruits, and they were all tasting good. That was the problem.
Oh,
and so, like, you didn't, like, want to spit it out. And it was just, like,
fruit juice.
It was, like, kind of like GABF where you're, like, I can't get drunk off an ounce at a time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, you're doing a power hour.
3 hours later, yeah. Like, oh shit. Why does everything look great right now?
Yeah. So I think that was what, like my first couple months or something. I had texted Jess. I was like, I'm drunk at work.
Two thumbs up. How you doing? My man.
See ya.
Damn. That's a good one.
That was fun. Yeah.
And that was before Harry days. Then you've sobered up since?
Yeah. Never had another drop. Never touched it.
Never touched it.
No, but boys, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. All right. We're gonna find Trent, bring his ass in here.
Thank you, buddy.
He may have gone out the back door.
We'll go find him, yeah? Okay.
Okay.
Hold on tight.
All right.
Perfect. A quick shout out to one of our most supportive sponsors, Hopkins Brewing Company. Located within the heart of Sugar House at 1048 East, 2100 South in Salt Lake, Hopkins has a wide variety of awesomeness, such as trivia nights on Tuesdays, incredible local live jazz Wednesday and Thursday nights, small batch beers on Friday, made by a local legend of a brewer, Matt Yeager, and brunch on the weekends. Hopkins is the place to be. They got awesome swag. You gotta go. All their food and beers made from scratch with local and sustainable ingredients. While visiting Hopkins and upon checkout, use the code TASTEMASTERS to receive 15% off your ticket order, excluding alcohol, of course. That's right. Use the code TASTEMASTERS to receive 15% off one of the hottest spots in Utah.
So, Brendan, I thought of some answers to your earlier questions. If you want to circle back, and then we can edit them and make it look like
did
I
you just pour that.
Just tell me what to respond with, and I'll do it.
Yeah.
So this is the sour.
Yeah, we can make it.
I love working at Salt Flats.
You know what? I'm gonna stay here the rest of my life.
Talking about moments. So I tell everybody when they start working here,
don't do what I did.
Not that, but I tell everybody, like, well, also that, but there's going to be a point where you know a lot, like, you think you know what you're doing, and you do, but, like, you know enough that it's going to really get you in trouble. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So Harry, I think, had been here for
4 months.
4 months, and this was, like, the start of COVID, so, like, things came to a crashing halt.
April 22nd, 2020.
Yeah, shit, he knows the date.
Wow, when the world ended and you guys just made hand sanitizer.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
But in the midst of that.
So, like, there wasn't a lot to do. Like, we weren't canning, we weren't really brewing. But this Pilsner had just finished fermenting. I think we had done the week before.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was set to dry hop it.
And I knew, it was I on, knew it, how to dry hop.
He had watched some, he had, like, participated.
I'd done it once.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got this by myself. I can do it.
But anyway, there wasn't a lot going on at the brewery. So I was just like outside, like
you
cleaning
were, like,
up,
fixing up,
smoking
stuff.
Them cigarettes.
Yeah. Picking up trash. Yeah. That blows in from the freeway. And I come back in and it's like a bomb has gone off. And there's just like the floor is covered in beer. And like
I am covered in beer.
Harry's crying in the corner. he had gone to dry out the Pilsner and it like geysered on him. It just like
I didn't realize that CO2 could get into beer before you actually add it. So
yeah.
He sat under pressure cold for like 5 days and I was like, oh, I drained all the pressure, so we're good. Dumped 8 pounds of hops into it and then
you gotta do it quick, but you didn't do it quick, right?
It exploded. Yeah,
it would have exploded either way, but
I think you said you were like twisting the tri-clamp or like trying to get it back on.
I had it on and then it
exploded.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. And
so our sales rep Nate was just
bottling hand sanitizer.
Was just like at the bar here, which was right next to it was the tank closest to the bar.
Tank number
and he
six.
Just whips out his phone instead of helping. He just whips out
typical
his phone.
Typical Nate. Yep.
Starts filming.
Yep.
I like
so
that
I like
swag.
Fall off the ladder. I'm drenched.
Yeah.
And then they're screaming, and then the video cuts out, and then like 10 minutes later, Brendan walks
by. I want to see this video. Can we watch this tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's Nate?
We'll include it in the
episode.
Link. Yeah.
Like, here's a link to the video of like, Harry exploding. Brendan, what did you pour us as barley?
This is I don't know if it has a style. We just call it a dark sour. We called it the Nightman Cometh, you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was our name for it.
Yeah.
But we just called it a dark sour. We had done the golden sour, and I was like, Scott, I want to try to do one of these. And so we fermented it with ale yeast in the fermenter down to like 6 Plato, and then we capped it there and like threw it into barrels and then threw the the lacto and
lacto Brett PDO, right?
Yeah, just lacto and Brett.
Oh. Did you put PDO in here?
Yeah.
Because I smell this and I fucking love that nose. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get behind that.
It's
a nice surprise.
All sours kind of taste the same after. Not all, but like there's
at levels, the very end, you get grain at the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you put corn in this?
No. It's probably not good.
What did we? I can't even remember what we put.
This
in.
This was aged in a.
No, I like what is it?
Cab
made
barrel.
With.
Cabernet barrel.
Yeah.
Cabin Sauvignon Blanc. This is a cab barrel, though.
I mean, that's tasty.
It's kind of like a wine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We only have samplers. Yeah. Was it two ounces?
2 ounce pours only.
Nice. What's the style here at Salt Flats you wanted to make that you never got to make?
Probably black IPA. Yeah.
Yeah?
Because we did the Schwartz. Yeah. Nobody knew
that
what it
was. That was a collaboration with Ogden River, mm-hmm. right? Back when Patrick was there?
Yep. Yeah.
That one was good. I had it at the very end.
It was
the very telling.
Delicious. Yeah. But nobody here or at our restaurants knew what a Schwartz beer was.
Yeah, because it's a German word. How dare you? Yeah. How dare you not use English to name a beer? Because I tell the story a lot. But
that's why I was asking about the why you called it a Cascading Dark, because there's like an art to naming beers. Like we called it a Schwartz beer, and it didn't really sell partly because of the color, I think. And partly because of the name.
Because dark beer or dark color scares people.
Dark
and beer.
Yes. Beers. I don't
especially
like
a Schwartz.
Beer.
Yeah, like it's not heavy. It's
yeah.
Like,
yeah. But so for that, we have a Helles on tap.
Yeah.
Like one of our flagship beers is the Helles. Munich Helles. But we call
you have
it an American lager.
The hell part in,
we call
in
it an American
Utah
lager
County,
because Helles is like scary. What's a Helles? Ew.
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 Yeah. Does it taste like Bud?
It tastes like Satan? Yeah. 666. Go. So, Brenna.
Oh, another. Yes, something I'd learned from Scott earlier.
Yes, I need to know this.
You've talked to the dude, most, and big heart, most humble dude you've ever met. Mm-hmm. And so you were asking me questions like, what do I want to leave behind and all that. And it's just like, I don't really care. Like, as long as the people I worked with were happy, that's all I want to leave behind. And Scott was like the most. Like accomplished brewery ever. Like he worked at Firestone when they won like best brewery 2 out of 3 years. Yeah. And like when they were just winning all the golds, and he didn't walk into a room and tell people that, like, yeah. You had to like pry it out of them.
I feel like everyone around him told me about that, and he
exactly.
never once mentioned it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
and that's the kind of persona he is. And that's why I think Scott, and he was the first brewer and brewmaster. I'm calling him a brewmaster because to me, he's a brewmaster.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But he was the first brewer I ever brought on to this podcast, mm-hmm. ever. Yeah. And I remember him bringing like 12 beers. And he looks at me and goes, what do you want to do? And I go, can we drink them on? He goes, hell yes, we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he brought back, he had a can that was it was silver can, wasn't labeled, and it was, I want to say it was an Irish red, a Scottish red.
Was it our Belgian red?
No, it wasn't even. It was like
it may have been, first
batch.
Wasn't from here. It may have been kilted.
It was probably the first batch of. I have to go back. It's been a minute.
That's our Scottish. So
I think it was the first.
Could have been. Yeah.
I'm like, hey, we haven't really like this is our attempt, and it was like a secret can that it like wasn't labeled. Mm. Hey, what the fuck's in
right.
there? Ooh.
Yeah.
And
it may have been Lowrider too, because that one was.
It wasn't Lowrider. I knew that.
Oh, right.
Because he had Lowrider, and I lost my mind when I first touched that. I'm like, there's no way. And then I realized, lactose in beer is okay. And I gained a love for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's a time and place for every ingredient.
So he was your first episode or first?
First brewer.
Oh, right.
So he's probably like episode, it's like 12, 14.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. And
how many have you done now?
Well, today, sitting down, I just released the Clearwater episode, which is 132.
Okay.
Damn.
We have probably a month's worth in the vault.
Cool.
So you'll probably be right when you leave.
Right on.
I'll probably put that last week in July. Yeah. I'll put you on there.
Bye, Brandon.
Yeah, see you. I'll smell you later, bud. Do you still have a passion for beer? Do you still care about beer? Do you still have a passion for brewing? I feel
so like once you're a head brewer, you don't get to brew a lot. That's the shitty part, at least.
Do a lot of the back scenes that no one knows about?
Yeah. we were running into issues with our can line. This was a while back. So I was like, Scott was leaving, and I was nervous that, like, when he was gone, I was in charge of that. So I, like, just kind of really took that over because I was afraid that, like, because you can make good beer and then you put it in a can that isn't correct, like, isn't purging or isn't seamed right, and it turns into shitty beer. So it doesn't matter how good the rest of the process was. It's like you fuck it up at the end.
Yeah.
So I focused on that a lot, and Harry took over brewing. And part of the me going over there is because I couldn't get my wheelie cart over in the brew house area because of all the hoses and shit. So there's a lot more room by the can line. And I could like wheel around on my knee scooter.
Adorable.
Yeah. So in like, I don't like that. I don't know if it's, this is the only place I've worked, but I feel like breweries kind of have like a hierarchy too, like cellarmen, you just clean tanks all day, and like brewers brew and they have the sexy job, and then the packaging people kind of get like the shit end of the stick. But like here we kind of rotate all over, so most people know how to do everything.
How long did it take you to be, when you got the position of head brewer, how long did it take you to be like, all right, I can call myself the head brewer, or can you call yourself the head brewer?
I could, but like I don't like to.
Yeah, why is
I
that?
I just say I work here. I don't know. It, like,
you've always been shy of that, the title.
Why? It's not the title, but like as a head brewer, people like assume I make all the beer, but Harry's making all the beer. It just does the brewer. It's, I don't know if that's normal. Like master brewers don't brew all the time, you know? It's kind of strange that like you get that title, but you kind of, you do paperwork. I'm like making sure our orders go out like as full as we can get them, and like filling out invoices and all that stuff. So
you want to be known as working here, not that master brewer who sits on his ass and does nothing. Because Harry's doing the work, right? Yeah. You have people that are doing the work behind the scenes when you're not.
Like today we went out to the new garage in Harriman, and we were talking to the manager there. She was at the older garage.
The one in Draper.
Draper. Mm-hmm. And she's like, man, she heard the news that I was leaving. She came up to me and she's like, I heard the news. I'm so sad. Like you made the beer so good. I was like, Harry did all the brewing. So
what can I say?
Harry, what is that? When you're seeing that side of the stick, like what do you feel? How do you feel when like people think that Brennan's doing all the work when in reality you're doing all the legwork?
I know that I did it. So I don't really care if people know like I was the brewer. So
yeah,
I mean, if as long as Salt Flats has a good reputation as being making like decent beer, I'm happy with that. So because I know we do a good job, so if other people say that, then that makes me happy.
So Brennan, any of the beers that are on tap right now, are they your recipes from start to finish?
Cork the Hazy Pale is
we've tweaked a lot of them since Scott has left.
I think you always will. I think whoever takes over will always tweak beers.
The Pilsner I tweaked a lot.
The P1. How dare
so
you?
Good.
I have.
How dare you, sir?
I just upped the bitterness a little bit.
How dare you, sir?
It actually tastes like something now.
Stop saying that, Harry.
What else? I'm trying to look at the tap board from here.
But I mean, there's something you're proud of that you've made here.
Yeah, this was our last seasonal that just left, but we made an Irish Red that one was
delicious. Fantastic.
I think it was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And
that was yours, start to finish.
Rainbow Road was mine. That was our pride beer. That was super good.
Man. Scott did come up with a name.
That's true.
I think he was bored one day and he like doodled on a paper.
I wanted to call Daytona Gaytona, but
because we're in Utah County and we have the gay ride and the bicycle, and I wanted to put "Pray the Gay Away."
Nice,
but it didn't fly.
They didn't like that.
I'm doing the next year, no matter what. "Pray the Gay Away." Let's go. So Daytona Gaytona, that's the best.
Gaytona,
that's really good.
Now you can't do it. I'll do it for you. Can I steal it?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't work at Salt Flats.
I didn't copyright
it.
So
have a head brewer opening.
Stop. Not happening, bro. Not happening. I couldn't be a head brewer. There's no way.
Why not?
Stop.
That's how I feel.
Is there any collaborations that you've wanted to do that you never got a chance to do?
I think we talked about how we were doing that beer club order and the restaurant came on online at the same 2 weeks apart, where we got like, we started working on that 2,000 case order and the restaurant kind of came on and just took all our beer. But we were supposed to do one with Bewilder.
Damn.
Because I've met, we've hung out with Steven a bunch of times.
Oh, and his that wife cat Sadie. Is Steven's so OG, man.
Our dogs introduced each other.
You guys go to dog parks, don't you? Yeah.
Well, man. We were just up on the shoreline, and our dog Blue and their dog Gravy really hit it off. So,
man, him and Sade are some of the sweetest people you could ever meet. Steven Gravy.
Gravy's dad.
But well, what was the beer that would have happened at Bewilder?
I don't know.
Or here.
We, like,
we had a bunch of different ideas. Yeah. We never really settled on anything.
Damn, I would have wanted to see that.
I know.
Because I feel like more collaborations need to happen within our community. Yeah. I feel like it's kind of lackluster right now.
Well, there's that fest coming up, right?
The Utah Brewers Guild?
Yeah.
So we'll see. But that's almost, and I'm saying this very delicately, but it's kind of pushed. Like, you have to brew this. You have to collab. Yeah, yeah. But like, I want one that just happens, and like, let's just see what happens when Salt Flats meets Salt Fire. Let's get that one out of the way.
Salty Salt.
Hey, Salt, the F word, that one. Like, I'm sick of that. Like, let's just do one. Mm-hmm. So if you call it Salt Fire, Salt Flats, you're
same
right.
Same beer.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, maybe one day.
More collaborations. So, Brendan, once you leave the brewing scene for a little while on the 7-year vacation you're going on, do you see yourself coming back in the brewing world?
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could easily do it, but I kind of want to be mobile right now. Just my wife got a remote job. Or she already has a job that they just were like, we told them we were leaving, and they were like, no, just be remote. And we're like, okay, so.
So Sugar Mama.
Yeah.
Nice.
I feel like a lot of brewers have Sugar Mamas.
I mean, I feel like if you're going to be a brewer, you have to have Sugar Mama, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Or Sugar Daddy.
Either one.
Right. That's fine.
But like for the next at least year, I think we kind of want to, I'm just going to get a remote job and kind of be able to travel.
Sell off Amazon. Just sell all things.
Yeah. Sell my soul. That's fine.
Do DoorDash right here.
DoorDash. What's the one that picks up the groceries and then goes and drops it off? Do that one.
Yeah.
That's Brennan. Call Brennan.
Call Brennan. If you guys want groceries and anything else not beer related, call Brennan. Brennan, what's being in Utah? Because you went from Colorado, or I guess not Colorado, Boulder, came to Utah, been here.
Same difference, yeah.
To me, it's the same. Salt Lake, Provo, yeah, same. Seeing the Utah craft beer scene blow up from 2015, right?
Yeah, yeah.
To now, what's that?
13. Shit.
So what's that like, looking, watching Utah craft beer scene kind of just explode a little bit?
That's great, yeah. When I first moved out, I was kind of disappointed. Like, I just drank Wasatch, Devastator all the time. There's a lot of problems with me moving out here from Boulder, but like, I walked into the liquor store for the first time in Utah, and I went to look for the beer cooler, and I was just
not gonna find it, bud.
Yeah, I was fucking lost. So I went and asked. I was like, "Do you guys have beer?" And they pointed it into the corner.
Sad. What's beer? Yeah, that's sad. Damn.
But I was super confused.
Looking at it now, you live in Utah or Salt Lake, so you have a brewer like. Today, you guys mentioned you might go to a taco truck, right?
Yeah.
So you have that option.
Yeah, we go to Fisher all the time.
So what's some of your favorites you go?
I mean, the ones that are closest to our house are Fisher TF and Bewilder. Hmm. So we go there a lot. Keto's right there, too.
Yeah, because I feel like every other time I go to Bewilder, I see you picking up beer.
Yeah.
So. Out of those breweries that, besides Bewilder and that you live close by, which one you really just want to do a collaboration with?
Oh, Strap Tank.
That's what I said, and you laughed me off.
I'm trying to fish. I'm hooking real. Let's go. Trapped in one time. No, but the ones that you go to a lot. Most when you're like, you know what? I want to make a beer with these artists right here.
That's a good question. I honestly haven't thought about that before.
So then you have the distilling side here.
Grid City.
Grid City. Jeremy.
Yeah. So back when Jeremy, have you interviewed him?
Unfortunately, yeah. God damn. Yeah. Yeah.
So he was working at High West when I was, and
so that's how you guys know each other.
Yeah, working with him would be great because he's so fucking knowledgeable.
Yeah, he's very intelligent. He's been doing it forever. His IQ is huge. Yeah,
yeah.
I love that cat. Distilling side. So you guys are kind of unique. You have your own beer and you have your own spirit line.
Yeah.
So working with Trent, he's not here. Call him out.
Let's shit on him.
Yeah, boo Trent.
Fuck Trent.
What's it like to have a distillery in your brewery?
It's interesting.
I mean, I guess we don't know because that's all we've ever known.
Give me some pros and cons.
Pros is like, as soon as he empties a barrel, we can put beer in it. So yeah. It's like, we don't have to worry about the barrel drying out. The cocktails recently have been annoying because he's been trying to filter them, and we've been trying to balance the schedule of like our stuff with his. So it's like all of a sudden we're adding some of his things onto our side.
Are cocktails in a can more sexy right now than beer? Probably. Especially in the summer? Yeah. You think so?
Definitely.
Although
I was at Red Butte last night and we had wine, and all of a sudden I was like really wanting a beer. It was like the right temp.
Really?
Yeah. I was just like, I wanted like a nice Pilsner or something.
Nice.
But I don't really go for the cocktails in a can.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Or the
seltzers all that much. But
did you ever make a seltzer here at Salt?
We tried a couple times. Yeah. They weren't good enough to put out.
They were terrible.
Yeah. So good. So now you have to make it.
Now we have a fuck ton of decks sitting on the shelf over there. Yeah.
So what's your favorite part about being able to say, hey, I have spirits I can look back in and beer? Like what's something about that collaboration, you guys, besides the barrels? What's something you're proud of having a distillery in Trent? Because you guys have a great relationship with Trent. I feel like you guys all have this. Yeah. So, because you're both leaving.
Yeah.
And you're leaving Trent in the dust?
Well, he's got brewery experience too. Like he took like a course on brewing. Like,
yeah, he did
in
the
school.
He went to Colorado State's fermentation program.
Yeah, so he'll be helping on the brewery
side.
He's
brewed at like breweries in Fort Collins before and stuff. So
I would have learned this if he would have sat his ass right here and talked. Yeah.
If only. Maybe one day.
I'll just mute him next time.
Sorry, what was the question?
So basically, when having Trent here, or a distiller,
yeah,
what have you learned from Trent, and what does he learn from you? Because you guys, I feel like he's in this corner, mm-hmm. and you guys have the rest of the brewery.
He's in his little cage. Yeah.
His little chain link.
Because we have
cage.
To have the chain link in between. Like once in a while, if I have time, I'll just go over and like kind of see what's going on. Like if he's running something off, I'll just ask questions like, where are you at? Like what temperature? Blah, blah, blah.
When can we taste it?
Yeah, because I don't know, like, he knows all the, like, the heads, the hearts, the temperatures and all that. I'm not really, I don't know.
Have you ever thought about delving into the distillation world?
Mm-mm.
That's where you started, though.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, I never distilled up there, but not really. Maybe, because it's less cleaning. Like.
Oh, really?
I mean, they have to, like, yeah.
They'll just leave tri-clamps, like, on the ground and pick them up and use them. Because, like, it's such high alcohol, it just kills everything. So
yeah.
That was something. So, like, when I was at High West and we were, like, hooking up the tanks and pumps and all that, like, never had to, like, sanitize the connections and clean the hoses at the end of the day. It was just, like, set up and go. And then I got here and Scott was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh.
A little different process.
Yeah.
A little different here.
At the end of the day, Brennan, are you still going to have that camaraderie about beer? Is that something that's
totally
special with you?
Yeah. I fucking love, this is hard. Like I want to be more mobile. Like I don't want to for like at least the next year, Jess and I want to travel and see places. And it's hard because a brewery you have to be at every day. Beer never stops.
You're a babysitter, glorified babysitter in a way.
Yeah. Yep. Janitor, yeah, that too.
Got to hold the mop.
But I just love the physicality and like it's engineering, it's
plumbing, mechanical, electric,
pressure and shit.
It's like a little bit of everything in one job. So I feel like, I really enjoy that part.
Do you see yourself at all having your fun? And I know Jess is watching us right fucking now, but if you're gonna have your fun and do you think you come back and this be kind of like a steady, brewing?
Yeah.
Whether you want to call yourself a head brewer or not, you know it.
Yeah.
Is this something that you might niche down into and be like, I could pick this up and do?
Maybe. We'll see. We want to like settle somewhere eventually, but not.
Yeah, because there's breweries at most places.
Yeah, they're everywhere. That's the hard part now is like everyone, there's breweries everywhere and they all have great beer, you know.
Yeah, and why not learn from someone else, like another Scott Barker somewhere
else?
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I still, I don't know how you guys feel, but, like, I've been doing this for not that long, only 4 years. I feel like I know nothing.
Yeah. Still. Yeah. But once you surrender to that fact, that's when you start knowing way more. Because I don't know anything.
I mean, I still... It's my second to last day, and I'm still asking Brennan questions. Yeah. Like, hey, what do we do with this?
What's the temperature again?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what's PSI supposed to be? Yeah, I get it, dude.
Yeah.
Harry, what's something? It's your second to last day.
Yep.
When this comes out, you'll be gone. Smell you later. We'll never see you again, right?
Take him out back.
It's been great, boys.
What's something you've always wanted to tell Brennan that you haven't told him? You want to tell him right now.
Next question, please.
I'm not moving for this question. I'm not moving. I feel like Scott and Brennan are huge in your growing up
mentors,
in the...
I feel like we're all open with each other. We don't really hold anything back. So,
what was something you want back? Hey.
Well, I feel like this whole podcast is like my daily or my weekly allowance for words. So,
and I thank God you're giving that to me. Thank you for trusting me.
So
I've berailed you for how many times? I text you how many times to get you on
exactly.
here?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, yeah. I like being able to come here and you guys been nothing but support. I bring you guys, you know, like, let's try this new beer, whatever. And you guys have been, Brendan, ever since day one, dude. Thank you. Thank you for being a class act. Okay, it was like more like week two, but class act. And I will miss you, but keep in touch, homie. I like how you took over for Scott because you've kept the ship running.
I wasn't going to do it, that's for sure.
But you've done it. I mean, it's been tiresome.
Yeah.
But you've done it, dude.
I've done all right. It's been okay.
I mean, it's been impressive. I could never do.
Were you expecting fireworks and like your face on the wall? Like, you've done a great job. Well, this place is not burnt down, dude.
My oil portrait will be hung
That's later, dude.
Getting the sculpture and everything.
Every day he's do the Pledge of
Allegiance. But I applaud you for being, for not having decades worth of experience, taking over the position over someone who's well accolade and, you know, doing a great job with it, dude.
Yeah. Thanks.
Because this entire crew love the fuck out of you. They really do. No, seriously. Even JC.
Yeah. I gave him a lot of work this week, but
good.
Yeah, it's been a stressful week for JC. Yeah.
Good. No, but again, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Glad to know you and be able to call you a friend.
Yeah.
So I hope you success. I hope you wherever you go, wherever it takes you, you and Jess have the most fun ever, dude.
Thank you.
You deserve it. And accept the fact that you deserve it.
Okay.
Go and have fun, dude.
I will. We were supposed to go to Europe last year, and I was only going to drink beer. We were supposed to go to Munich, Budapest, and Prague.
I wasn't
going to touch water. Maybe I'll throw in some wine this trip. You know?
Thank you. Yeah. Hydrate yourself one time.
Get some fruit.
Yeah, you know. I don't want to get scurvy.
Vitamin C. But you're going to go in Europe this year?
Yeah, we're going in September.
Have fun, man. Have so much
fun. I'll see
you
there.
Maybe. Yeah, because we're going to be in the same time almost. But you'll be in, we'll be barely missing each other.
We'll wave on the planes or something.
Yeah.
We got to meet up somewhere, I feel
in the airport.
Let's meet like middle of France. It's like Champagne region.
French countryside.
Just leave the wives at home.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
What?
No, but Harry, before you leave, is there anything you want to say on your last few days for being a Salt Flats employee, dude?
It's been fun. It's been a good run. I'm sad my time's over, but on to new stuff.
Yeah, he's already got another job. He's good.
Yeah, where are you working, dude?
Wolf's Ridge Brewing, Columbus, Ohio.
Get going, man.
Sorry. Start on the 18th. We're
Send
moving
some beers.
On the 15th.
Send them in concealed packages that don't say beer to us in Utah. Oh.
You can't mail beer. You can't mail alcohol.
Yeah, you can't. Send me some. Thanks,
man.
I got you. Brennan, anything you want to say the last few days here at Salt Flats?
No, I'm good.
Bye.
It's been a great experience. Like, I've started from not knowing anything to knowing like two things. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah,
that's two more things.
I didn't know.
It's been fun.
Boys, but again, I appreciate your time. Thank you. And keep in touch.
Thanks
please.
For the beers.
Yeah, of course. Until the next beverage, my friends.
Yeah.
Cheers.
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 This has been another episode of The Tastemasters. You can find us on Instagram @the_Tastemasters, on Twitter @TheTastemasters, and on Facebook as The Tastemasters. Like, share, subscribe, leave us a review, tell your friends. and thanks for listening.
Produced and recorded at Fuse Audio. Give them a follow at Fuse_audio.